more than a decade, my next guest has shown the world who's boss when it comes to cakes, but some people needed convincing. I'm looking at you, Duff Goldman. And thus was born the clash of confectionery titans called Buddy versus Duff, season three of which is airing right now on the Food Network and streaming on Discovery Plus. Buddy Velastro, the cake boss himself, joining us. You're the biggest thing to come out of Hoboken since Frank Sinatra. How does that feel?
Wow. Well, that's some really great company to be in, and honestly an honor, because I love Sinatra and I love Hoboken. So just to be in the same sentence as either of those two, I feel truly blessed. But, you know, it's my community. I grew up there. My bakery's there. I love it. We love the people. I'm proud of it. I'm proud to let people in the world know that, you know, what our little corner of the world is like, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I lived in Manhattan for 5 years, and I would often walk by that original Hoboken location because I would go to Hoboken to get my taste of, you know, kind of just a suburban, like, company and just making sure that I was always staying, you know, kind of grounded in neighborhoods, and such a vibrant neighborhood there in Hoboken. Talk to us about how you've stayed anchored, especially over the past year. We didn't see a lot of people out. We didn't see a lot of people go to restaurants, many of which had to close. What for you all has kept you positive during this time?
Well, look, we're a resilient community, and I got to tell you, it's been tough on me and so many other small businesses. Thank God for all the different programs going on that the government offered, and, you know, the PPP loans, and just trying to keep the employees going, and just trying to, like, tread water so that when you can open. I mean, we're still down, I would say, you know, 30 to 40% of what we were doing in 19. So, you know, little by little, it's coming back, but you just got to stay positive. You got to do your best. We did a ton of online. That's what really saved, you know, the mothership here at the factory. But if it wasn't for that, forget it. I mean, we would have been in big trouble. We're not a big business, you know? I mean, we're a small business.
Well, oh, wait. You say you're a small business. I get that you might feel like a small business because of the family feel, but how many locations do you have right now?
We got 14 locations.
That's massive to me. I don't know about you. That's pretty big. That's big time.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, it's just, it's not an easy thing. You know, I mean, my employees mean a lot to me, and we love what we do. We try to do things the old fashioned way and keep it going. You know, it was COVID was crazy for everyone. You just didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, and right now, a lot of news has been surrounding the Delta variant and a possible resurgence of COVID cases. Do you have concerns?
You know, of course you do. Thank God I'm vaccinated. I believe, you know, hopefully more people will get vaccinated. You know, we're hearing, and again, every day is different. You hear if it's more people who've been vaccinated being positive and people who haven't been vaccinated. So, you know, it's just, we hope we can do the best we can.
Have you had to lay off any employees, or have any employees become sickened and you've had to just wait for them to recover?
We've been good. We had a couple employees who got infected. Thank God we haven't had any mass outbreaks, but, you know, they were back. And look, we've been following the protocol and stuff like that. You know, it's... We just, again, when somebody's sick, I'm not the kind of business that would ever keep anybody, you know, not get rid of someone because they had to be out because they were sick.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is so many restaurant and businesses, cafes, coffee shops had to let people go just for the economic impact. I was at a restaurant here in Chicago recently, and the general manager told me that they had to lay off 60% of their workforce. So for you, what was the number like?
Oh, wow. We probably, depending on location, you know, we really tried to keep the people who were there for the longest amount of times. But I would say, you know, bakery to bakery, it could have ranged from 20% to, you know, 40%. But now that we're, as soon as we were able to reopen and do things, we tried to hire back. It's been actually hard to try to get people to work in certain cities and locations. I mean, at the factory in the beginning, when it happened, I had a lot of employees who didn't even want to work. I mean, we had actually, we were trying to facilitate like a lot of the online orders. So I told my wife, I said, you know, you and the kids are home and the kids are not going to school. So I called in my wife, my kids, my nieces, my nephews, and we just really worked together as a family to get those orders out, let's say, in 20 in April and May. So it was pretty crazy.
So talk about that a little bit more for us. Why was it so hard to get people to come back to work from your perspective?
Different things, you know. I mean, there's people who definitely were scared of COVID. There's people who were getting a check and just didn't want to come back to work. And then some people wanted to make career changes, you know. So you put, and again, now, like, everybody got busy at the same time. So, you know, it became a really competitive marketplace, in my opinion.
And so for you, getting people back, that means retraining or training people who've never worked for you before. How hard has that been?
Well, it's always tough, you know, but we try to, you know, if depending on what the job is, you try to find someone that it's got more experience in it, right? You know, if I'm looking for a cake decorator, you had to have at least know how to do some of the basics, right? Or have some sort of training or work somewhere. It depends on the job and it depends on the thing. And you try to always fill the gap with the best person for the job. Because I honestly think if you go into a job and say you're overqualified or underqualified, you're never going to get that fulfillment, right? You're never going to feel great about what you do.
Yeah. Well, you got to love it. That's for sure. And we love talking to you. So we want you to stay with us right after the break. We're going to talk about a couple of things, including your hand injury. I want to know what that's been like, the recovery there. And we find it's not always easy being the boss.
Definitely not.
Well, if there's anybody who can do it, you can do it. It's like saying, come on, you're challenging me. And then I, you know, got to rise to the occasion to make it happen. I think people do it on purpose. I swear to God, I think they do it on purpose.
That personality. When we come back, I want to see whether you remember that particular challenge. And we're going to talk to the cake boss about what he came up with. Yeah. Stick around. Before the break, we heard the cake boss lamenting the challenges of, well, challenges. Buddy Velastro, oh, do you recall this particular challenge? A hint, you plunged right into it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I remember it. A cake that had a flush. You know, that's always a fun thing, you know?
It was a toilet cake. Can we just say
it? Yeah, it was a toilet cake. Yeah, it was a toilet bowl, and they wanted the toilet bowl to flush. So we had to kind of, like, figure that out. But you know what? I kind of love the challenges. As much as I might seem like I'm annoyed or whatever, I think that brings out a different part of me as an individual, because I feel like I could challenge myself, right?
Yeah.
And challenge myself in a way where I feel like a little kid that I can make anything happen or make anything possible. It's part of what I love doing and of who I am.
Well, you're talking about, you know, beating the odds, really. And that's what you had to do over this past year with your hand injury. For those who don't know, you injured this at home in your home bowling alley. Oh, my gosh, there's the scar. Is that, how are you?
Yeah, that's the scar. I got to tell you, thank God I'm feeling 100 times better. I feel like I'm about 90% of my strength back.
Wow.
And dexterity and stuff like that. I really wasn't sure going into this new season of Buddy vs. Duff what my capabilities were, and I was scared. I mean, I would say we started filming in April, and in February I had my fifth surgery. That's my doctor right there. She's the best, Doc Carlson.
That's so awesome.
And she, you know, she released the tendons because I couldn't even, like, move my, like, I couldn't make a fist, right? And as soon as she did that last surgery, I was able, it was like a changed man. I was able to, like, really move and do what I could do now.
Make cakes.
And yeah, and but cakes still, listen, making cakes is one thing, but making cakes for Buddy for stuff, that's a whole nother level.
You got that right. You need two hands to do it. And we're so grateful that you have your hand back, 90%. We're hoping it goes all the way to 100%. Thank you so much, buddy. I'm so glad to hear you're well. I'm so glad to hear you're still making cakes and still showing off on the Food Network and Discovery Plus. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. And that's a perfect way to end on dessert. Thank you to all of our guests tonight, Jessica Joan, Elizabeth Feagan, Stacey Honowitz, Paula Williams, and Buddy Velastro. The Cake Boss, Buddy vs. Duff, airs Sunday nights on the Food Network.